Hello.
Hey, good evening. My name is Jesse, and I'm calling you from Opinion Research. And today we're talking to everybody from Illinois and people in your area about local issues. Do you have time for a quick survey? It's quick and confidential, and your opinion is needed. Yeah? Okay. Do you think of yourself, and excuse the question, do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Female.
I'm sorry?
A female.
Okay, perfect. And what is the year of your birth?
84.
84, okay. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have achieved?
I got my GED.
GED?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Okay. And are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin of any kind?
No.
Okay. And what is your race, if you don't mind me asking? White, Black, African-American, American Indian, Alaska Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, Hispanic?
I put other.
Huh?
Other.
Other? I don't have that option, ma'am.
I'm mixed.
What do you lean towards more, if you don't mind me asking?
I just, usually when I do it, I just put other because I'm mixed. I'm Black, white.
Okay,
my dad's Black, my mom's white.
Okay. Can I get like one of them or how do you feel?
Black.
There you go. Okay. Because I was going to give you my example. I'm Black and Hispanic myself, but I always consider myself Black. Bear with me, okay? Okay. Thank you. And are you registered to vote or like many people, are you not registered? You're registered?
Yes.
Okay. And how satisfied would you say you are with the direction the country is headed? Would you say you are very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied in the direction the country is headed?
Somewhat satisfied.
Somewhat, okay. Are you, as you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections, with 10 meaning you're extremely likely to vote and 5 means that you neither are likely or unlikely and 0 means you are not going to vote?
I'm going to vote.
Is that a 10, 9, 8, 7, 10?
10.
10, okay. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 elections on a scale from 0 to 10? 0 means you are all motivated, and 10 means you're extremely motivated. Sounds like the same question, but...
10.
10, okay. How much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has from a scale of 0 to 10. 0 means it has no power at all. And 10, none? Okay. Thinking about the upcoming elections in November 2024, what are the most important issues for you when voting this year? You can select up to 2. I'm going to read you a small list right here. You stop me whenever you hear one you like. Just stop me and I'll select that one, okay?
Yep.
Abortion. Racism. Okay, that's one. Racism. Okay, there you go. We have 2. Moving along. You're making it easy for me. Okay. Now, we'd like you to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people. Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means you're very warm and favorable, and 5 means that you're neither warm or cold, and 0 means you're very cold and unfavorable towards them, okay? You may use any number in between, and depending on how you feel, and if you don't know or never heard of, you can also tell me as well.
Mm-hmm.
Congressional Black Caucus.
10.
10?
You can put 10 for all of them. They don't bother me.
Okay.
I think all races should have the same rights.
But just hear me out, okay? I'll read them and you tell me, yeah, you agree. Project 2025, Donald Trump, Democrats in Congress, Kamala Harris, J.D. Vance, and Joe Biden. Do you feel 10 all the way down? Let's start over. Project 2025.
not with Trump. I would say 0 with Trump and everybody else can have a peer.
Okay, 0 Trump and the rest 10. All right, let's move along. In the 2024 elections for president, if they were held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, the third party, or independent candidate, or are you undecided?
Kamala Harris.
Okay. And how certain are you that you will vote for Kamala Harris? Very, somewhat?
100%.
100? Okay. And if the 2024 elections for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote, the Republican candidate or Democrat candidate?
Democrat.
Okay. Would you say that Democrats in Congress keep all of their promises, some of their promises, a few of their promises, or none of the promises to Black Americans?
Some.
Some, okay. Does Joe Biden stepping aside in order for Kamala Harris to be the Democrat nominee make you more or less likely to vote for Democrats for Congress, or does it not make any difference either way?
Not make a difference either way.
Okay, no difference either way. Here we go. Thinking about your vote for Congress, would you say you are voting more to elect your preferred candidate and get them into office, or more to vote against the other candidate to keep them out of the office?
Keep them out.
Keep them out, okay. Next, I'm going to read you a series of statements that people may say about why we should vote for Democrats in Congress. For each one, please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means statement is very convincing reason for you to vote Democrats in Congress. 5 means is neither convincing or unconvincing, and 0 means is not at all convincing reason for you to vote Democrats for Congress. You may use any number in between, okay? I'll make this real quick. When Black businesses do well, they create jobs, generate wealth in their local communities, and make their broader economy stronger. Democrats in Congress worked with Biden-Harris administration to invest billions in Black entrepreneurship. And, No. Quijada de puta.